Hello, my name is Georgia. I have celiac disease and I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what I have learned. What is celiac disease? Celiac disease is an autoimmune disease of the small intestine. This means the body attacks itself when there is gluten flowing around the body. It sees its own cells as the enemy and starts attacking them. The main place affected is the small intestine. Gluten is a protein. It's what makes bread nice and spongy, holds the bread together, and traps air and makes it sticky. How do you diagnose celiac disease? First you have a blood test, then you have a gastroscopy, where you get seen by a gastrointestinal specialist. A gastroscopy is when you have a tube stuck down your throat and into your stomach and gut. Then in the gut they take pictures of samples of the inside to test for damage. And when I had my gastroscopy, they put me to sleep by gas. When I woke up, I didn't know anything about it. They stuck a camera down my throat and took some samples of my stomach, small intestine. What is the history of celiac disease? Artias of Cappadocia in 2 AD reported a malabsorption syndrome. He called it his celiac affection. This is from the Greek word, which means abdominal. How do you treat celiac disease? There is no medical treatment for this disease. The only cure is to eat the right foods and go on a gluten-free diet. A gluten-free diet means that you can't eat foods that contain wheat, barley, rye, and oats. This is a normal food pyramid. And this is a food pyramid for celiacs. The difference is that on the celiac's food pyramid, it doesn't have bread that contains wheat and protein that contain wheat. How does celiacs affect people? People have symptoms like fatigue, tiredness, bloating, mouth ulcers, headaches, diarrhea, and anemia. There are approximately 250 different symptoms that are related to celiac disease. This means it is sometimes hard to diagnose. How many people in the world have celiac disease? Approximately 1 in 100 people have celiac disease. This means if I lined up 100 people, one person should have celiac disease. Chinese, Japanese and African people are really diagnosed with celiac disease. They have a lower genetic risk.